This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, because guess what? You're here, you're now, in the know, in the mix, if you will, on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. 215-867-8255 is the call-in line, and we'll be taking your calls, I think, later on in this hour and certainly in the third hour. So mark that up, 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. That's the call-in number. Also, if you want to listen online, in other words, if you want to listen by the way of your telephone, you can do that, 605-313-0599, 605-313-0599. That's the way you listen to Agenda 21 Radio. All the information you need to know on the planet comes through this microphone. No, not really. I know. We have, by the way, we're broadcast through Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster comes, our signal comes out of Washington, D.C., and we're very, very happy to have that signal coming out of Washington, D.C. A lot of things, of course, emanate from Washington, D.C., like unjust laws and criminal prosecutions of high luster people such as Michael Flynn that we've been covering. And, of course, the ramifications of that are just going to be enormous. This, as it was described to me this morning, early this morning, as I was getting checking up on some things, and they said, yep, this is the first domino. It's now started. You can imagine slow motion. You take your finger and you press the first domino, and it's falling. It hasn't hit the second domino yet. But it's about to. It's about to. So it's almost like something hitting the fan. And I guess you could say this is really some of the moments that we've been waiting for. But there's been a lot of other moments that have been happening you haven't been fully aware of. You know, and I want to throw this out at you. Why is Disneyland really closed? and the other theme parks is that they have construction going on. I just want to get you kind of, you know, your juices flowing and you put your thinking caps on. Why? Well, we have some answers. It's all wrapped up in Michael Flynn, believe it or not. Yeah. Now, some of you were listening to the last hour, you get it right up front. But anyway, we've got a lot of things to talk about. I know. See, now, don't do that. That's worse than a cue drop.
Right.
Anyway, so this is the big story that we're talking about right now is Michael Flynn and all the things going on there. We've got some other stories we're going to talk about. Gavin Newsom. I'm going to hold off on the Newsom story about Newport Beach, California, and the people going to the beach. And gosh, you guys, go out there, mix it up. I read to you in the last hour the letter from Bill Barr. They can't crush your constitutional rights. I want you to know that. You've got to know that. Your constitutional rights are protected. And Bill Barr's out there protecting them for you. So they can't prevent you from going to church. Let me be very, very clear. It's an odd place to be because, we're trying to be cautious about, this so-called COVID virus. The probability numbers are just absolutely working against it, of course. Absolutely working against the numbers that, and I say it, I mean the restrictions that all the governors are placing out there. They're acting like little Hitlers. Can you imagine Gavin Newsom with a Hitler mustache? I just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, there's going to be a meme with a Hitler mustache on Newsom now. That's just me. I'm just kidding you. Anyway, we're going to talk about... I want to push that back to the third hour, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these states that are in danger. Danger, danger, Will Rogers. We talked yesterday quite a bit about Pritzker and his situation in Illinois. They're broke as a joke. They're really insolvent for the most part, and California is in that boat right now. And again, state governments in particular, they just go broke and broke and broke and broker. And, of course, now you can see... what California has been doing to solve its broker-than-broker joke routine is what we call disaster capitalism. We've been calling this up for a long time, right? And that's what, when California would start all these fires and, all, of course, the billions of dollars that would flow in for disaster relief from the federal government was really kind of keeping California afloat as a state. And that was fully realized when Donald Trump came out for the Paradise Fire, the Camp Fire. And at that time, Trump told Newsom and Brown, no more disaster capitalism. It's over for you. You just can't burn the state down and expect that billions of dollars are going to flow in. And of course, now, how were these fires being started? Well, everybody, it's kind of interesting. We don't really know. We do know that there's a lot of arson that goes on. Even some of these fire agencies were starting their own fires. Why? Because they get paid overtime. Listen, I lived in fire country. I know people in CDF and the Forest Service. I've done the talkings. I've done the debriefs. We had people calling us, still do have people calling from these agencies in to talk to us at Agenda 21 Radio. So we know what goes on. So this is a problem. This disaster capital. So Trump shut it down. The government was paying into California $1.27 for every dollar invested by California in the federal tax system. So all you other states out there were paying over, 27 cents per dollar to California. Now that's bailing out California, which of course is something that no one really wants to do because these fires are being deliberately set for the most part. Mm-hmm. And you can see why they needed the money. Well, that was all shut off during that campfire in Paradise, California, when Trump came to visit. He was there. He saw it for himself what was going on. Okay, so now we've got other states that have problems. certainly New Jersey, and my understanding Murphy's there talking to Trump, or will be, and he's going to be begging for money. He's going to say, oh, no, I'm not. But you see, and again, this disaster relief from COVID will be exclusively for COVID-related items, not for, quote, legacy items, legacy issues. Really? That's probably the first they've ever heard of that. But legacy issues such as, you know, your past misdeeds with the budgets, like California's at about $2 trillion over the top. Yeah, I mean, that's their problem. And, of course, now we've got other stories about stuff with the Chinese, more Chinese involved in California. But what about New York? You see, Cuomo has been whining because his state's broke as a joke as well. And Cuomo does the same sort of thing in his state like California does. Overtax, overregulation is the theme of the day. And, of course, what does it do? It drives middle-class individuals and businesses out. So they lose their tax base. Shocking. Should they be surprised by that? No, you just tax some more. You tax the people that are left. That's the way they see it. And that just does not work. So now they've got themselves in a bind. And we're talking about New Jersey. We're talking about Pennsylvania. We're talking about New York. We're talking about California. We're talking about Oregon. Just to mention a few. And Trump is not going to bail them out. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
It is the moment we have now been anticipating for a long time on this show. Equal justice, equal application of our laws. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, he was a war hero. He served this country honorably and with distinction. With multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, he put himself in harm's way for our freedom and our way of life. 33 years of total service, he was unfairly and justly targeted by deep state bureaucrats that clearly, with all the evidence now to prove it, wanted to take him down. We have newly unsealed documents that prove that corrupt agents from Jim Comey's FBI were discussing strategies on how to set General Flynn up on what we call a perjury trap. And according to one handwritten note, an unnamed agent asked, well, what is our goal here? Is it truth, admission, or to get him to lie? To get him to lie. Is that our goal? So we can prosecute him or get him fired. Is that the FBI's role? And get this, in an email, Peter Strzok and his FBI lover, Lisa Page, they discussed how to casually slip in an admonition about lying under oath in order to set a stronger perjury trap. These agents were preparing for an interview that ultimately did take place on January the 24th, 2017, day four of the Trump administration. Truth be told, it was an ambush. It was a legal abuse of power, corrupt ambush. Now, remember, during a phone call, it was Deputy FBI Director McCabe. He recommended that Flynn, you don't need to have an attorney present during the interview. That would have been a Miranda rights violation. 4 days after President Trump's inauguration, Peter Strzok, one other agent, they visited the White House, and they were there to interrogate Flynn. They were sent in by Jim Comey himself. James Comey bragging. Remember, he sent the agents to grill Flynn just 4 days into the administration. He wanted to exploit the chaos inside the transitioning White House, something he would never do in the Bush or Obama administration or get away with. Ultimately, that perjury trap was not a success. Agents saw no indication at all that the national security advisor was lying. They didn't believe he was lying. They said they didn't believe he was lying. Comey's FBI turned the screws anyway. They threatened to lock Flynn up for years. He eventually went bankrupt. He had to sell his home. They threatened to prosecute his son. They ultimately forced him to plead guilty. Get this guilty plea, making him a felon for the rest of his life, or they were going to prosecute his son. They didn't think he lied, but then they forced him to lie, coerced him into making statements. Why? To protect his son. Now, frankly, what great father wouldn't do that? Well, either you sign this, or we're going to put your son away for the rest of his life. Where do I sign? Flynn was set up. It was a perjury trap all along. Now, Comey's FBI knew the Russia collusion narrative. They knew it was a hoax, and we have new information regarding that. They were hell-bent on punishing anyone and everyone inside the Trump administration. By the way, Mr. Comey, I've been warning you. You have the right to remain silent. I've suggested you use it. You've not listened to me. Jim, tick-tock. Now, keep in mind, we've been right every step of the way. The media mob, what have they been doing? They have lied. They advance hoax after hoax, conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory, state-run so-called news channels. Oh, and the socialist paper, Pravda, recorded in the United States, the New York toilet paper Times. Take a look. This is week one of the Trump presidency. Isn't the name of Jim Comey's book A Higher Loyalty? Wouldn't that be to the United States Constitution, the rule of law? Equal justice under the law? Does that sound like a virtuous public servant to you or someone trying to trap Lieutenant General Flynn from day one? Page after page after page of evidence, corrupt agents like McCabe and Strzok and Comey and others were conspiring to set Lieutenant General Flynn up and ruin his life. And by the way, this is Exhibit A of a corrupt bureaucracy that is a threat to everything we hold dear. Our republic is now, and I'm not overstating this, that we are facing a clear and present danger. America's at a tipping point. We have a very important election in 188 days. Now, to the credit of the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, The attorney general, he's been leaving these little crumbs here, there, and everywhere. And if you listen to what he's saying, oh, the president was spied on. Candidate was spied on. He's made other statements like, yeah, no, this is not about writing a paper, meaning the Durham investigation. This is about justice. This, my sources tell me tonight, is all happening because the attorney general believes in the rule of law. By the way, I have an FBI pin here and I have a CIA pin here. Why? For the 99% that do a great job and protect us every day. We must restore confidence in our premier law enforcement agency, the premier agency in the world, the premier intelligence agency in the world, for the sake of our Constitution, for the sake of the 99% of people who bravely serve these institutions and protect us. And thanks to the president and his attorney general, Bill Barr, this deep state reckoning is going on right before our eyes. It's sad to see, but at least people believe in the law. This is not how we should be treating a 33-year devoted veteran who loves his country and his son. This is not.
Yeah. Abuse of power. That's exactly what Hannity is saying here. And it's true. It's true. I had to play that clip because I felt it was one of the most descripting. Hannity's just done a fantastic job, and, you know, of course, Fox News has kind of fallen apart itself, but Hannity has done a fantastic job of bringing this whole thing to light. He's a strong Trump supporter. And, you know, these people that are the deep state are a threat to all of us. They're a threat to the entire nation. You can see what they're doing right now with this coronavirus business. And again, this is the coronavirus business is just an extension of the Russiagate thing. Bring down the president. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're going to recover. You know, we're going to recover, and it's going to be a very interesting process of recovery to get there. There's no doubt about it. We've had one of the bigger stories that kind of springs off from that, and that is it kind of gets into the states that are in trouble a little bit, is that there's food worries at this point in time. But we've gotten some assurances from the federal government that's not going to be the case. But, you know, we have heard that there's a number of packing plants that are closing up, at least two of them. And I know that the Emergency Powers Act has been granted. And, of course, the president has signed an executive order the other day making sure that that is not the case, that these packing plants have to remain open. So the food supply is starting to stabilize a little bit, even though we're still hearing some of the stories out there. I'm going to be playing a clip in a little bit about ranchers that are concerned about, well, the markets and what's going on. Is there actually a food supply problem, or is there about the specter of one in the next week or 2 weeks at the outset, and what caused it? We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. But I want to get back to, I know we're bouncing around here, but I want to go back to the whole state situation and make some comments about the states that are in trouble. The states are in trouble because of years and years and years and years and years of overspending, spending money that they did not have, and, of course, liberal policies. California is the poster child for that, but the other states are also pretty much in the same boat. They all pretty much tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend. And ultimately, it drives small businesses out. It drives the middle class out, and pretty soon, all that's left are either the uber rich or the poor. And it seems like they try and stay away from the uber rich for whatever reasons, and they tax the poor, or they just spend and continue to spend. They spend without the taxes and just continue to spend, such as what they do with bonds, as an example. And out here in California, they just had a recent election, and the so-called, quote, voters turned down the bonds, two bonds that would have yielded them approximately about $54 billion, which is enough to keep their state government running, right? Well, here's the problem. The voters didn't really turn them down. It was the banks that said they were not going to loan California long-term money. So they found that out just before the election, and shockingly, were the voters that always approved these kind of bonds. The vote went against the bonds, and the voters turned them down. Really? Hello.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay. Nice pictures. We're looking at... somebody just flashed me over to the Oroville Dam. And we're looking at the sieve, they call the spillway. and they're not using the spillway. No, no, no. It just leaks. It leaks. Spillways are not, I mean, the underneath, there's water that's seeping up to the top deck of the spillway, which is not supposed to be there, by the way. It's not supposed to work that way. It's supposed to be dry. that would indicate you've got a leak. I hate to tell you, it's leaking, and they're lying to you. Just some minor little problems going on. These are just some of the things that happen, of course, when you have a brand new spillway. It leaks. $2 billion and it leaks. Okay. I get it. I get it. I get it. Okay, we're switching gears here. There were some stories I want to get to. About the states, though, each one of these states has their own unique problem in terms of taxation and so on. But it's all the same. It's basically all the same. Tax and spend, that sort of thing, right? All right. This is what we have, though. Is we have states that desperately need money besides the impact of the coronavirus business. they're going to get the money that would be appropriated by the coronavirus situation. But there's going to be some problems. I can tell you this right now. With every one of these states, in New York and California in particular, I'm focusing on you. You have relatively high death rates, right? New York has so-called 23,474 deaths out of 306,000 cases. California has 48,000 cases and 1,944 deaths. Okay, now, are these real? Are they real deaths? Number one, are they real deaths? Or are we going out and pulling out names and old death certificates and making it up from, you know, going to the cemetery, kind of like voter harvesting, right? Go to the cemetery, get a name, get a ballot. go out to the cemetery, get a name, get a death certificate. I'm serious. These are things to consider. And, you know, you've got New Jersey at 6,770. And, of course, these are Democrat states. Okay, these are the ones that are Democrat, Massachusetts, Illinois, California, Michigan. Now, here's the problem. They're going to audit these death certificates. And if you can find one that's fraudulent, and we know there's fraudulent death certificates being produced because there's lots of money associated with each one of these deaths to the state. Get it? So the higher the death rate, the more the money comes into the state. That is just so sick, but it's true. And so here you have states that are really high deficits to begin with. New York and California and Illinois. Illinois has fewer weight. I think Illinois has 12, 15 million people maybe. California has 40. There's fewer number of cases in California than there is in Illinois at 48,000 for California, 50,000 of cases for Illinois. Higher deaths in Illinois at 2,215. California is 1,944. Shocking. I mean, so they're going to start to look at these numbers and say, gee whiz, what's really going on here? Just number one. Number two, they're going to look at your financials in your state and see how, well, the legacy issues, how well managed are they financially? What kind of state, what kind of condition is your state in? Now, these are questions that are their criteria based upon what the president has laid down. Right. And now this is the headline from Cuomo. Cuomo chides the World Health Organization and Alphabet soup of agencies for dropping ball on COVID-19. Really? Wow. This is interesting. So now he's finger pointing to the other side here. And keep in mind that the boat's gone now. The comfort is gone. They took the hospital ship away from New York because there was nobody using it. Uh-oh. And then, of course, all this rollout, the billions of dollars being expended by the federal government to build temporary hospitals in the whole nine yards, because Cuomo was saying, we're struggling, because they had no cash to begin with. California's in the same boat. California was touting, listen to this, lying to the public, bald-faced, that they had a $21 billion, nest egg set aside. And they didn't. They couldn't respond, and they didn't. Cuomo couldn't respond as the state, which is supposed to be the state responding first and then asking for federal aid. You don't just don't respond and ask for federal aid. See, that was the gimmick that California was doing. But that's what Cuomo was doing. Uh-uh. That's not the way the game's played. And Trump is holding him to it. This is yesterday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday blamed international and domestic agencies as well as legacy media for what he suggested was a failure to acknowledge and respond to the threat posed by the COVID-19 outbreak in China. Cuomo, at a briefing Tuesday in Syracuse, lamented the apparent negligence of authorities to recognize and raised the alarm in a timely fashion in regards to the outbreak of the Chinese Communist Party virus, the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Everybody knows there was a virus in China last November. Actually, it's October and December, he said. Why didn't someone suspect? Well, maybe the virus gets on a plane and lands in the United States for next. And, of course, this is somebody who's always been critical of Donald Trump's response, right? And what was the first thing Donald Trump did, which really dropped the number of cases in this country? He stopped flights from China. Hello? And who was one of the ones that was out there criticizing him the most for that? Well, everybody in the Democratic Party. Shocking. Says, but all you need, is one person to get on a plane as it happened. I'm getting a clip here. The Epoch Times found hundreds of bodies stored in unrefrigerated U-Haul trucks parked in back of a funeral home in Brooklyn. But don't worry, all those people will vote in June. I guess. I remember that story. Kind of interesting, though, isn't it? Then he shut it off to Europe. The governor then lashed out at the World Health Organization, the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control. Well, that's all, that's Fauci, that's Fauci, right? There was the whole international health community. Where was it? Where was the whole national host of experts, the WHO, the CDC, that whole alphabet soup of agencies? Where was everyone? Where was the intelligence community with the briefings, he continued, saying this is in China, and they found something called an airplane. He's lamenting. He's bashing around people. That's because he's broke as a joke, and he knows it. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we're reading from this article that's in the Epoch Times. Cuomo chides WHO, the World Health Organization, an alphabet soup of agencies, for dropping the ball on COVID-19. Now, this is an interesting story because in this article, he's saying high praise to Donald Trump for his response. Cuomo, at a briefing Tuesday in Syracuse, lamented the apparent negligence of authorities to recognize and raise the alarm in a timely fashion in regards to the outbreak of the CCP, Communist Chinese Party virus, the coronavirus COVID-19. Everybody knows there was a virus in China last November and December, he said, and I would say that they also knew by October. Why didn't someone suspect, well, maybe the virus gets on a plane and lands in the United States the next day? But all you need is one person to get on a plane. As it happened, one person got on a plane and went from China to Europe, and then it went from Europe to New York. And we talked about that little getaway, that all the rich Wuhanese like to go to Italy, you know, for all the things going on there. The governor then lashed out at the World Health Organization, the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control. Now listen up carefully. Where was the whole international health community, added? Where was the whole national host of experts in the WHO and so on? Where was everyone? Where was the intelligence community with the briefings in the United States? Governors don't do pandemics, he said. Man, I disagree with that. Cuomo said, that's the role of competent national and international authorities. Jeez. Come on, Cuomo. Watch out for your nipple rings, huh? Where were all the experts? I sometimes make myself chuckle. Where was the New York Times? Where was the Wall Street Journal, he asked. I'm asking, where was Cuomo? Where were all the bugle blowers? Who should say, be careful, there's a virus in China that may be in the United States. Cuomo said valuable time was lost in January and February debating the seriousness of the outbreak due to a lack of clear guidance. In this system, who was supposed to blow the bugle and didn't? Cuomo's comments on Tuesday followed earlier comments made in April on an April 24th briefing when he spoke out in support of President Trump, calling into question the actions of the WHO and the COVID virus response. He said the Trump administration, which has frozen the funding for the World Health Organization, should get to the bottom of whether the United Nations agency in any way failed to execute its mission. I think we all understand it did fail it before we even needed to spend a dime by the way. Whose job is it to warn of us of these global pandemics? The president says it's the World Health Organization, and that's why he's taking the actions against them, Cuomo said at the briefing. Now, listen, you got to remember last week, Cuomo and Trump talked. Shocking that Cuomo's supporting Trump like this now, isn't it? After freezing WHO funding last week, Trump announced an investigation accusing the agency of severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the virus. And, of course, they're all ticked off at him now, right? That's why, you know, I played that thing for the friend of the Pope yesterday. It was talking about how much they all hate Donald Trump. And they have to make sure that he doesn't come back for a second term. Every day it's getting closer to Donald Trump's re-election, by the way, just to let you know. It says, on January 23rd, the day the Chinese Communist Party put Wuhan on lockdown, the WHO announced that despite some internal disagreements, it wouldn't declare the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. I mean, and of course, they tap-danced around calling it anything, but Donald Trump took action to stop the airplane flights by the 31st, I believe. And everybody was PO'd at him. What's wrong with you guys? What is wrong with you guys, right? Gee, I don't know. So what's going on with Joe Biden? We've got to talk just for a second about him. Biden names four people to oversee search for running mate. Right. Isn't he already married? I'm sorry. There's something wrong with me today, right? By the way, if anybody cares, Justin Amash considers running for president as a libertarian. I should take out papers and run for president as a libertarian, just to do it. We could have a lot of fun with that. A radio show every day, I could come on and give you a press conference. This is what's going on. I mean, think about it. So this is something that's related to COVID. Navy orders deeper probe into virus-hit carrier, delaying decision on fired commander. Isn't that interesting? Los Angeles officers free CCP virus testing for all residents. By the way, who was it emailed me yesterday? I have a friend who's, he and his wife are COVID positive but don't have the virus. They went and got their blood tested, by the way. No, they got their regular test. I have another friend. I haven't heard what the results are. I probably should call him between hours here. Say, hey, what happened? You got the actual blood test to see if you had the antibodies. What happened with that? I haven't heard that. But listen, it's very difficult to get these tests. I don't care what anybody says. By the way, the counties that I'm living in have filed a complaint against the governor saying you need to pull back the restrictions on the virus that we've got going on here. So far, California has 48,000 cases with 1,944 cases of deaths. And again, we're going to audit those. I think the federal government's going to audit those. What happens when they find out that these numbers are bogus numbers for these states? Shocking. And you know you're going to find them. Just like you're going to find voter fraud. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about there with voter fraud in the California Republican Party. Oh, shocking. They're thinking about justifying their existence somehow. Little late. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. An exclusive on the Epoch Times. False negative. What's this about? We got enough time here. False negative. Moving away from the Chinese regime because China has lost its credibility. I don't know about that. But this, what's this? Some sort of video they got going on here. I don't know if they, what is this?
Welcome to Epoch News. I'm Tatiana Darzi. Belgium, a small country in Europe, has a population of about 11 million people. However, it has one of the highest death tolls of the CCP virus. Although the country's death toll is rising, King Philippe of Belgium continues to applaud how the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, handled the virus outbreak and thanked the Chinese regime for being a true friend.
Belgium, a small country in Western Europe, potentially has the highest mortality rate of the Chinese Communist Party CCP virus, commonly referred to as the novel coronavirus, in the world. While the country is being hit hard by the CCP virus, King Philippe of Belgium continues to applaud how the CCP handled the virus outbreak. In today's episode, we will be looking at how Belgium has maintained a close relationship with the CCP over the years. Belgium has a population of approximately 11 million and a territory of about 30,000 square kilometers. However, it presently has the highest death tolls of the CCP virus at almost 14% higher than the rest of the world. Chinese independent scholar Ge Bidong expressed that the virus seems to have exposed the countries that have strong ties with the CCP. The countries that are close to the CCP have a lot more confirmed cases of the CCP virus.
The relationships of European countries with the Chinese Communist Party involve huge interests, and these countries make decisions regardless of the political system in China. They know that the CCP is an evil regime, but still choose to ignore this fact and continue supporting them. As a result, they are going to suffer.
The diplomatic relationship between China and Belgium was established in 1971, and since the year 2000, both governments have been cooperating closely.
Well, so, if you're close to China, you have a higher death rate. So, let's see. California? They didn't get a higher death rate. It's low, and they're very close to the Chinese. That's because Donald Trump shut off air traffic just in time to save a lot of lives in California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.